All right. So I always start off my interviews the exact same way. I have someone special on the phone. Yes, I have someone special on the phone, but an amazing woman who you may have heard of. I'm pretty sure you have. Her name is Liz Lea, and I'm not going to do the introduction because I think that Liz will probably be better able to introduce herself than I am. Because what she does is pretty amazing, and the skills and tools that she uses are quite unique. So, Liz, do you want to go ahead and explain what it
Thanks, Marnie. I
that you do?
will. That was a great introduction. I like the way you start off your interviews.
Thanks.
So, my name is Liz Lea, and I am a coach. I work primarily with men on confidence and masculinity, which a lot of times people say, wait, you're a woman and you're teaching masculinity. And Marnie, I know you can appreciate this. If there's one type of a person that knows when a man is truly in his masculine, like truly there, and when he's not, it's a woman.
Oh,
Do you know what I
100%.
mean? Like,
Oh
we just
God, yes.
know. I call it the internal compass. And you can also say feminine intuition. A lot of times, Marnie, when you and I have talked in the past about this, we'll say, well, how do you know if a man's attractive? I feel it here. And you point to your gut. It's like, duh.
100%.
So.
Exactly. No. I always say that as well. I'm like, listen, men can give you the skills and tell you what to do, and then we tell you if it's actually working.
Right. Yeah. And some of the stuff that's out there that men teach is fantastic. And some of it, I read these newsletters and I'm like, that's just not even in touch with reality. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
Next, let's
not
see what
even,
else you got.
yeah, that's not even what's going on in the world. So one of the things that I do primarily in my coaching is I am certified, well, now I'm certified as a trainer of neuro-linguistic programming. My training certification I got 3 days ago.
Congratulations. That's
Thank you.
wonderful.
I'm so excited about it. So what that means is I can now train other people how to do NLP, neuro-linguistic programming.
Well, I might take you up on that. I might work on a few little tactics. Well, actually, can you elaborate on what neuro-linguistics programming is?
I wrote an article, which Marnie, I know you're going to publish as well, and I'll start off by saying what it's not, just in case someone has some misconceptions out there, which is it's not a pickup technique. And a lot of times, in fact, I even read this. Someone sent me a Weekly Standard article. I'm gonna pick out someone. I'm gonna name a name because I was shocked because I think the Weekly Standard is reputable, or at least enough that you would think that they would research a little bit. And they were saying, oh, this is some pickup technique. And that's an older article that I'm referring. I thought, oh my God, people really don't know. So it's not a pickup technique. It's a kind of alternative therapy or communication tool or however you want to describe it. The best definition that I've heard more recently, actually, by the man who certified me as a trainer, is that it's a way to learn how to communicate effectively internally and externally. So externally with other people, internally with yourself, meaning you have a conscious mind and you have an unconscious mind, and learning to communicate between the two. What are you really feeling about something, even down to your health, actually. One of the great things that I've come from practicing NLP myself is knowing how to take care of my body. Like, what do I need to stay healthy? And it's pretty amazing because just ask, what do I need to stay healthy? Oh, I need to drink more water. And I've helped my friends through this too. Like, I have a friend that he'll say, I have a headache. And I'll say, well, what do you need? And he thinks about it for a second. He's like, oh, I need more water. And he said, oh my God, that's amazing. And I'm like, yeah, I really did something so amazing. But for people that don't know how to communicate with themselves, which sounds funny. For people who don't know how to communicate with themselves, it's very profound to learn how to do that.
Yeah, it's called checking in and emotional control. So that's really interesting because I find that a lot of people that I work with don't know how to, I call it again, checking in, how to check in with themselves to see what's actually going on. Instead, they ride out their emotions and act impulsively.
Absolutely.
So I think that it's actually a very wonderful tool that you are providing men. So can you tell me, or maybe even give me an example of a typical situation that a man would come to you for, and then how you help him stay connected or check in with himself so that he can be more successful with women? Just a little peep into your world.
Sure. Well, a lot of what I've been doing is my coaching has evolved
Okay.
over the course of doing this. I've actually myself changed a little bit about how I do this because it used to be very much, I'm a woman and I know what I like, so let me just tell you what I like and you go do that. And, you know, of course, all women are different, all men are different, so that's not necessarily. You know, there isn't a cure-all, a catch-all for that. I know I hate to break it to some guys, but I'm like, there really isn't a technique that's going to work 100% of the time with all
Yeah,
women.
100%. There's no magic pill.
Yeah,
So
there's no such
break that
thing.
belief and then you'll be all good.
Right. And even NLP, I mean, there are people that say NLP is some kind of magic pill. It's not. It's a tool just like everything else.
Right.
And so what you said about the checking in, one of the things that is sort of universally attractive, even though I just said there's no magic pill, one of the things that, I mean, because this is not a magic pill, this is sort of the real deal.
Yeah, it requ what you're about to say, 'cause I know what you're about to say, requires work and time and
Right.
patience and practice. So it's not a magic pill.
Right. And that is really, truly being confident. And not just confident, there's actually three labels that I've given to three qualities that I've noticed that, you know, across the board, depending, like, no matter who you are as a man, no matter your personality, and I think it's really wonderful when a man does allow his own personality to shine through and be attractive, and he's not trying to cover it up with all kinds of weird pickup techniques. The three qualities are you're confident, meaning you actually feel good about who you are as a person, and you have that no matter what. So this isn't like, well, I'm an awesome guy because I have a great job, but I drive a kick-ass car and look at my hot women that I attract. So
Yeah.
now I'm confident. That's external confidence. If those things go away, then that confidence goes away too. So that's not real confidence. We talked about the feminine compass. You know, we know when a man is off.
Right.
That's gonna become obvious. Maybe not right away, maybe not as obvious as a guy who right off the bat is nervous or stammering over his words. But eventually, you know, maybe it takes a year into that relationship with the guy who's good at covering it up. Eventually, though, that woman is gonna be like, you're not confident. I know your insecurities, and she'll find them.
Oh, and she'll
And
use them to.
she'll use them. Yes, absolutely. And so that's really one of the main things is just getting to where you feel good about who you are as a person who has value that's not attached to externally what you have in your life. And then on top of that, or in addition to that, would be masculine energy, meaning you're a masculine man. Because the truth is, confidence is a fantastic foundation, and it is the foundation because you can't really have the rest of it without the foundation.
Right.
And at the same time, I've noticed that there are men who are very confident in themselves. They love who they are. They feel great about themselves. And they're still not sexually attracting women. You know, they might have a lot of friends. They might have great social life, great social skills. Everybody loves them. And women, I don't quite think of him that way
But he's great for my
because,
friend.
yeah, he's great for my friend. Like, oh my God, I got to introduce you to this great guy. Maybe you'll find him attractive, right?
Exactly.
We've all done that
Yeah.
as women. And so what's going on there is actually a lack of that, just that raw masculine sexual energy.
What does that mean? Like, if in your definition, what is the masculine sexual energy?
Well, let me make it a little bit more general and just talk about masculine energy, because a lot of times that will come through to, I want that woman.
Okay.
And a lot of it, I mean, in terms of the sexual energy, everybody has sexuality. So it's really just a matter of not being ashamed of that. In terms of what makes somebody masculine, it's about somebody who can lead, who can take charge,
Yep.
of situations, who can make decisions and set strong boundaries and just be somebody who just takes care of things. Like, perfect example, if you're out, or if you're going to go out on a date. I mean, this has almost become a classic generic example in a lot of ways, but it's like, if you're going to take a woman out on a date, be the one who picks where you go. Be the one who's like, hey, you know what? I need to choose the restaurant. I need to choose the venue, if you're not going to a restaurant, and let that carry through. Like, one of the things that I've really appreciated, I mean, I know a lot of men who have this quality, and I'm dating one now, and it's like, it's just these little things. Like, it's not about you have to do all the work. You don't have to be some ridiculous superhero. It's just these little things, like, you're in a restaurant and maybe her coat keeps falling off the back of the chair. Like, finding the waiter and saying, hey, do you guys have coat hangers? Like, or is there somewhere else we can hang this coat? Or are there hooks in the back? It's like something like that is taking charge and just taking care of her and being masculine in that way. And it's just those little things. I mean, how many times have you ever heard a woman say, oh, it's all about the little things? Do you
Oh,
know what I'm talking
me? Oh,
about?
God, yes, of
Yeah.
course. It is all
Yeah.
about the little things. And it's really good that you're describing it this way, because those actually are the little things. But a lot of guys think that the little things are being overtly nice and sweet. And not that I'm saying that you shouldn't be nice or sweet, but it's this need to be nice and sweet
Right.
and attempting to be nice and sweet that takes away the sexiness of it.
Right.
And by leading, which is exactly what you just said, and taking the initiative, being proactive, and understanding that you are the masculine one in the room compared to the feminine one in the room that you're on a date with, and taking charge to make things happen, those are the little things that we're looking for.
Absolutely. And you're right, there is such a subtle difference, and at the same time a huge difference, between the needy nice and sweet and the I'm leading and I'm taking charge. And it has to do with your intention as a man. And that's where this foundation of confidence comes in. It's the confidence, it's the I'm masculine and I can take charge, which honestly, when I mean, one thing I've noticed in working with my private clients is that once they become confident, that stuff comes easily. Because I say, look, I do phone coaching and I do breakthroughs. And so I always say, okay, it comes back to these three things. It comes back to that inner confidence, and then it comes back to the masculine energy. Are you taking charge? Are you leading? Are you giving isn't quite the right word, but it's like able to assert, able to take care of, take charge. And then the third part of that is authenticity. And people will say, well, how do you teach authenticity? I don't. What I teach is just listen, once you are confident in who you are and you like who you are and you're very congruent and aware of your value as a man and you're taking charge and leading and you're doing that authentically rather than trying to fake it, rather than I'm going to do the confidence technique, right? It's not a technique, it's who you really are. Then you're authentically that
Being
way.
confident,
Yeah,
100%.
then you're
And
being
that's
authentic.
what is attractive to women. I've been doing an interview series now called Men Who Have It. Basically, it's just an excuse for me to talk to men that I have crushes on because I'm a married woman. And so I talk to all these men that I interact with where I'm just like, you have that energy that makes me attractive, that makes me blush, and that makes me feel as feminine as possible. And consistently, what each of them have said is that they're really just being themselves. They alleviate the pressure from what they should be for women, and they make sure that they do what they want and that they're authentic. And across the board,
Yes.
that's what they've said. And so there's a couple of guys who I have talked to who are able to be authentic and real, but like we had just talked about, do find themselves in trouble because when it comes to a woman that they actually want, they become unauthentic because they cannot be clear with their intentions. They try to cover them up. Very similar to a lot of my clients who are like, well, I can't just go up to a woman and say, you're attractive. Then she would know I'm hitting on her. And I always say, what's wrong with knowing that you're hitting on her? Oh, instead, you're going to offer her a pie and ask her to cry on your shoulder for 3 hours about an ex-boyfriend who broke her heart. And then you want to leap into a sexual zone? No, it doesn't work that way. If
Absolutely.
You want a woman, you don't have to say, like, me, man, I want to have sex with you now on the floor. But you have to make it very clear why you are talking to this woman. You're not trying to go make pottery together and build a friendship. You're going up to her because you find her attractive and you want to know more about her so that you can decide if you possibly want to date her and let her in your life.
Absolutely. And that is the sexual energy that I'm talking about that you need with the confidence that, yes, I do have something to offer. That's the sexual energy. It's I want you and I'm congruent about that. I'm not ashamed about that. A lot of guys, they have this attitude of, well, I don't want her to know that I'm hitting on her. But but men that have that confident masculine center, like one of the most masculine things that somebody can do, I mean, both men and women have feminine and masculine energy and tendencies. Like these are traits that all human beings have. So, so this isn't about, you know, oh, you have to be 100% masculine all the time. It's actually impossible. Masculine energy, first and foremost, goes after what it wants, whether that's a job, whether that's a goal, whether that's a certain amount of money, whether that's a woman. Exactly. And usually it's all of those things. And a lot of times guys complain, oh, these are the guys that get women because they have money, because they have these cars, because they have this stuff. And yes, I know there are gold diggers out there. And what I will say is that that's also attractive because there's something just attractive about, like I dated a guy who drove a BMW and I just thought it was so sexy. Not because I'm like, oh, this means he has money and he's my sugar daddy. It was because he wanted it. And he's like, yeah, you know what? I wanted a BMW. So I made it happen. And I was like, oh, that's so hot. That's hot.
Completely.
It could have been like, I want a Volkswagen and then I got it. And that would have been equally as hot. It's this idea that these men really are getting what they want. And women want to feel that. They want to feel like, and I'm dating someone now and he was like, I choose you. I mean, not literally like that, but
no,
that was
but that's
the energy of it.
What's going on? It's like, I choose you because you are special. And that makes you melt. I recently said on my website that the best thing you can do is put a woman in her most feminine space by being your most masculine self, because then a great connection is formed.
Yes.
Women are most turned on and attracted when they get to be their most feminine selves. And that's exactly what you're saying. You're saying if you take on a masculine role, it will allow a woman to fall into her feminine role, and then that's when the magic happens. That's where the magic pill is, really. It's when both sides are allowing themselves to be their authentic selves.
Absolutely.
So,
and again,
Go on. No.
No, I was going to add to what you said with that, which is I don't think men realize how much women want to be yin and feminine with their man. Like, and from my life, even if they're not that way in other areas. And actually, David Data talks about this a little bit too, and it's so true. Like so I was in this trainer's training workshop, and we formed groups, and I was the group leader, and I was the only female and the youngest, and I was the group leader of a group of five.
Wow.
And I was like basically corralling them all to the point where everyone's like, wow. And at one point, one of the guys was teasing me, like, look at the balls on that one, right? And it was just like, you know, like bam, bam, bam. And I was all like, oh, I'm going to whip these guys into shape. And I mean, I was sort of having fun with it too.
Yeah,
it wasn't, you know, and it was, I was the masculine leader in that moment. I was very yang because I had to be, I was the leader of the group and I had to step up to that. And that's totally okay in that moment. Like those men weren't being wussy. They were, you know, I was the assigned leader.
Exactly.
And then, you know, I walk out the door and it was a little bit chilly outside and I turned to my current boyfriend and I said like, and I just kind of was like, oh, it's chilly. And he gave me his jacket and he put it on my shoulders. And then he's like, that's really hot that like 5 minutes ago you were ordering around four men who are all bigger than you. And now you're like just melting into my arms and
Same.
letting me put jacket around you. And
Exactly.
that's the thing. It's like it doesn't matter who she is in the rest of her life. When she's with you, when it's that romantic connection, she wants to be able to be that feminine yin, which means you have to be the masculine. And if you're, like you said, making pies and making pottery, that's two female friends. That's two yin partners. And that's fine. Just understand that that's not going to become sexual until you change your energy.
Exactly. And I love that. So give me an example of like somebody comes to you and says they have certain issues with women, they want to change those issues, and they want to change the way that they think. I know that it requires, a lot more thought process into this for, on your end, especially to figure out what it is that they need. But what is like a quick little exercise that we can tell people to do right now that can help them work on their masculinity and work on their confidence?
Well, one of the things that I have done in my coaching programs in general, and even in a lot of the articles that I've written, is I love to learn from mentors and to read David Data books about yin and yang, which is feminine yin, masculine yang. And these are fantastic concepts, and they're so spiritual, they're so out there, which is great when you like to just sit around and geek out on it like I do. And one thing I've noticed is I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. Like I had about 10 people tell me to be more feminine, like back in the day when I was first learning for myself about this stuff, before I knew what the heck I was actually supposed to do. So one of the things that I have strived to do is like, okay, let's understand that these are really big spiritual concepts, and you can literally study them. Like the I Ching is this ancient text that goes into how yin and yang interact. And there are scholars that will study the I Ching for 50 years and still not get it. And so I said, okay, that's great. And what are some practical things that we can do right now that will allow you to practice both? And especially for men right now wanting to practice being more masculine. Here are some specific actions you can take to bring in that masculine energy. And the first one is being the one who makes decisions, whether that's for other people, but even just for yourself.
Okay, I love this.
And practice making really strong decisions about what you want. And I say start with what you're going to eat for lunch, right? Like, what am I going to have for lunch today? Turkey sandwich. Like, just make strong decisions about stuff like that.
I
And
love
just
that.
see what it feels like, and what happens in your body when you take that on, as opposed to, well, I don't know, I could get the turkey, but then I'll have to fall asleep and like taking forever. Just like, no. Focusing on what it means to make decisions. Like, am I going to take this road or that road? Am I going to go right or left? Just whatever it is, like just in your life.
Yeah, it's getting into the habit of making strong
Yeah.
decisions so that
Getting into
when.
that habit of those decisions so that when you're the woman,
Sorry, I know we're talking over each other because I'm
I
getting
know. I'm like, I
excited.
think we're both about to say the
I
same thing.
know. But
Women do
you say it. It's your interview.
that.
Yes, exactly. No, 100%. That's exactly what it is. And that's where the practice element comes in. And I'm going to say this consistently throughout any program that I do from here on out is that nothing will happen until you start practicing it. Like it's very
Right.
similar to when you're in grade school, in any type of school, you were consistently practicing doing things in order to have results. It didn't just pop into thin air and suddenly you were able to play tennis. You weren't suddenly able
Yeah.
to do your, multiplication tables. It didn't just automatically happen to you. It came with practice and time and research. And I think that when people get out of school, they forget that things require practice, especially when it comes to social skills, because they think that they're supposed to have them automatically.
You know,
And,
it's.
sorry, go on.
No, I was just going to say, it's funny because there's a joke, and I don't remember where I heard this, but it said the three things that people need the most, I mean, need to know the most, which is how to have healthy relationships, how to have healthy finances and career, and how to be healthy, are the three things that everybody thinks, oh, I should just know this. And like, we're not taught this in school, and really, there isn't a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of resources now because of the personal growth industry. And I know when I was younger, it was like, wow, these are the three things you really need for life. And like, like you said, it's hard to understand that you need to practice these things and learn them sometimes. There's a misconception that, oh, this is the stuff I should just magically know how to do already.
Yeah, and a lot of people get so down on themselves that they don't know how to do it. 'Cause you're like,
Yeah.
that guy knows how to do it, and you're like, oh God, they don't know either. They're confused, or they've
Right.
really worked at it, or like that is the thing. So I'm glad that you agree with me on the fact that practice is
Oh,
essential.
absolutely. So
So
here's a couple other things that we can practice for masculinity,
yeah.
just right off the bat. Now, this is obviously, this may go without saying, this is not a substitute for the coaching work. I mean, whoever your coach is not a substitute for really going in and weeding out those internal insecurities. And this, again, practice making decisions, practice, this is part of decision making. What I'll say, what I'll call a bold yes or a bold no to things, and being okay with that. And I love how you said checking in, because that's exactly what it is. You check in, you ask your unconscious mind, is the answer yes or no? And then you honor that. So if the answer is no to something, don't then turn around and say yes to the friend that asked, and then start resenting it, right? Like
Exactly.
no means no means no. And then the other thing that, and this one surprises men, and there's a lot of, surprises some men, and there's a lot of stuff around this, especially considering what has been taught in a lot of pickup, which is actually to be more masculine, you want to be more giving. And that doesn't mean you necessarily have to start spending money that you don't have, because again, is it a true yes or is it a true no for you? You know, if you don't have the money to buy a drink for a woman, or if you don't know her that well and you don't really want to buy her a drink, don't.
Yeah.
And at the same time, the masculine gives, the yang gives and yin receives. And the difference is you have to really know that it's what you're giving because you're giving it. And it's not something that some woman is like tricking you into. And it's not something you're giving her just in the hopes that you're going to get laid later. It really is,
Exactly.
I'm buying you a drink
Because I
because
want
I'm
to.
taking care of you. And that's the end of that interaction. Meaning there is no other thing attached to the drink. I don't mean it's the end of the interaction with her.
No.
It probably won't be if you bought her a drink from a place of genuine generosity, as opposed to, hi, I'm trying to buy my way into your pants.
Yeah, no, I know. And I got a lot of men writing into me saying, like, I bought a woman a drink and then she talked to me for 5 minutes, then walked away.
Yeah.
And why did she not go home with me? I'm like, that's not how it works. It doesn't, it's not like I buy a drink, then you say yes and drink it, and then we go home and have sex, like what everybody else says happens. It's not like that at all. And I do agree with you that you have to be genuine and open to the fact that you're buying a drink because you want to buy this woman a drink, not because you want anything from it. And that's a difficult thing for a lot of people to do, to remove
Yeah.
that type of intention from the reason that they're
Yes.
doing things. So I think what you're doing is absolutely wonderful, and I know that you and I are both at a place where I know that our intentions are very pure and genuine, and I would say our confidence levels are pretty high up there, and we are able to continuously check in with ourselves. And because we can feel this way, I know that we also really want others to feel this way, because it feels pretty amazing when you get to this point.
Absolutely.
So tell people how to get in touch with you, and I'm going to have a link as well as the article that you wrote on NLP attached to this, but tell them how to get in touch with you if they want to do some coaching.
All right. Well, you can. So, the website right now, there's a blog that I have about what women want, and it's gettinginsideawoman.com.
Okay.
And then you can also email me at Liz. At gettinginsideawoman.com. And there will be another website, lizlea.com, which will talk more about the coaching that's currently under construction. So if you go to that and you see the Bluehost logo, that's what's going on. So the best bet is to email me, Liz,
Okay.
at gettinginsideawoman.com.
That's perfect. So thank you for doing this, and it was very helpful, very informative. And I think you definitely gave three great tools for people to practice over the next little bit on their own. And then can definitely get more help from you with one-on-one coaching. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Marnie. This was really fun.
That was